Welcome back to I'm No Rookie. If you're a beauty, spa or wellness professional looking to expand into the world of education and training, this is the podcast for you. I'm your host Ayo, and I'm here to guide you through the exciting and sometimes overwhelming journey of transitioning your expertise into the learning space. Today, we're tackling one of the biggest questions I get from educators and trainers who are looking to start their own businesses, especially online business. What tools should I use? What do you use? With so many platforms and software options out there, it can feel like you're drowning in tech talk. But don't worry, I've got you. In this episode, we're going to be breaking it all down, from Google Classroom to System.io, Zoom and beyond. We're going to be exploring the pros and cons and real-life applications of the most popular tools out there. And if you're just starting out, stick around. I'll share my advice for choosing the right tools for your business without feeling like you need to buy everything at once. So before we dive into the specific tools, let's talk about why this decision matters so much. The tools you choose aren't just about functionality. They directly impact your students' experience, your workflow, and ultimately your business success. So let me share a personal story. So back in 2015, when I first started my entrepreneurial journey, I was heavily influenced by the entrepreneurs I followed online. They were all making incredible money, that I thought anyway, in their business. And I thought, okay, if I use a tool that they recommend, I should see the same results, right? No. Here's the catch. Those tools weren't for someone just starting out like me. They were expensive, designed for business already scaling. I didn't realize that at the time. I convinced myself that investing in those tools was the right thing to do, even though the monthly subscriptions added up quickly and didn't fit into my budget. I ended up committing to several tools for 12 months. That's how they were back then. And I didn't even make any money back. It was a hard lesson, but it taught me an important truth. You don't need to break the bank to get started. That's why I always recommend starting with free tools or budget-friendly options. Even if your budget is zero, that's okay. Because knowing your budget helps you avoid being influenced to invest in tools you're not ready for. Now, as we explore some of these recommended tools, I want you to keep three things in mind. One, your budget. Whether it's zero or a set amount, be clear on what you can afford. Two, your audience. The tools you choose should meet their needs, not just yours. Three, what's manageable for you? Start simple and scale up as your business grows. I've also created a blog post where I've listed five free tools that you can use to kickstart your tutoring business. I'll leave the link in the show notes for you to check out later. But for now, let's start having a look or start thinking about some of these tools. Another thing, actually, before we go into the tools, why it's so important to choose the tools that matters. The tools you choose aren't just about functionality, like I said. It's going to impact your students' experience as well as your workflow. Think about it. If your students are struggling to access materials because your platform is clunky or unreliable, they're going to be frustrated. And frustrated students don't come back for more classes. On the flip side, when you have the right tools in place, everything feels seamless for you and for your learners. From clear lesson plans to easy to navigate assignments, the tools you choose can make your online academy look and feel professional, even if you're just starting out. When I first started creating online courses and programs, I thought I needed to invest in the fanciest, most expensive platforms. I spent hours researching all these tools, and they were complex systems, and honestly, I wasted a lot of my time and money. It wasn't until I stripped back everything to the basics, tools like Google Classroom and Zoom, that I realized simple works best when you're starting out. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by options, don't worry, we're going to simplify things today. So let's go into the tools. I've broken down into kind of categories to make it easier for you to choose based on your needs. The first thing you need to think about is classroom management, and I picked Google Classroom. So this is my top pick for managing your online tutoring business, especially if you're just starting out. It's free, easy to use, and everything you need is organized. It organizes your lessons, assignments, and communication with your students. Of course, it's Google, so everyone should have a good understanding of how it works. For example, if you're teaching a skincare course, you can upload your lesson plans, create quizzes, and even provide feedback all in one place. It's simple and it's a game changer, especially if you're not super techie as well. Another thing that's important for you to consider is how you're going to host your course, maybe have a website and sales pages. Although I've stated to you that Google Classroom is great where you can upload lessons, the only thing with Google Classroom is that you can't promote your course on that platform. You're forbidden. So you will need a course hosting platform, or you could do it on your website. And you're also going to need a sales page so you can actually sell your courses. So I want to talk to you about my particular recommendation that will cover all of that. My number one all-in-one solution for your tutoring business will be a platform such as System.io. It's a fantastic tool. Not only does it allow you to create sales pages and email marketing campaigns, but it also has options to host your courses and build a website all in one platform. The best part, you can actually get started for free, which is perfect for beginners. The free plan lets you create a website to showcase your tutoring business. You can host a course and even set up your email marketing campaign to stay connected with your students or potential clients. Whether you're starting out or you want to kind of streamline multiple aspects of your business into one place, System.io is an excellent option. It's designed to grow with you, offering you paid plans as your business expands. But the free plan provides everything you need to get started without feeling overwhelmed by the cost. Plus, it's a great alternative to expensive platforms such as Kajabi. Number three, for hosting your live sessions. There are a few things that you need to consider. How are you going to deliver your lessons? If you want to host live, let's say you want to deliver it live with your students and being present, one of my recommended tools for hosting it live would be Zoom. It's easy to use and offers up to 3 sessions up to 40 minutes. If you need longer than that, they've got a really good affordable plan where you could pay monthly. So you could pay for 1 month and then switch it off. And it's also a well-loved tool as well by educators, businesses, and also a lot of people use it for personal use. It became highly recommended and popular during COVID. But there's also another alternative if you don't like using Zoom. You could also use in Google Classroom your Google Meet app. The great thing about Google Meet is that you can host live sessions for free up to 1 hour, and it integrates seamlessly with Google Classroom. It means you can schedule and join live sessions directly to your Google Classroom dashboard, making an incredibly efficient option for managing your tutoring business. And what's great about it is that your students don't need to download any software. All they need to do is click on the link and they'll go straight to Google Meets. A quick tip, make sure that you practice using the platforms beforehand to avoid any technical hiccups during your session. The next thing you need to consider when you're looking at tools is for documents and presentations. So when it comes to tools for creating documents, such as Google Doc is an excellent choice. It's completely free, cloud-based, and perfect for those who don't have access to Word or similar paid software. Plus, it allows for real-time collaboration, which is great. And what I mean by that is, like, when you are delivering a live session with your students, you can actually use Google Doc, provide them the link, and they can all work on one document. I've used it in the past where I've asked them to do some research and put them into groups and given them access to one Google Doc so that they can all contribute the presentation. That's my recommendation when it comes to documents. Another thing you need to consider is for visuals and presentations. So, for example, if you don't have access to PowerPoint tools, again, part of the Microsoft tools suite, you can use Canva. So you can create engaging slides and handouts. Canva is your best friend. It's a beginner-friendly tool that you can design professional-looking materials in minutes. You can also use Google Slides. It's another free Google tool that integrates beautifully with Google Classroom. So whether you're creating lesson plans, tutorials, or visual aids, Google Slides offers a user-friendly, collaborative platform to design and share your content effectively. Remember, you don't need to use all these tools at once. Start with one or two that meet your immediate needs and build from there. The key is to keep it simple and focus on delivering value to your students. Here's a quick shout out to our sponsor, Developing Educators Academy. If you're ready to take your career to the next level and explore roles like beauty assessor, beauty therapy lecturer, Developing Educators Academy offers the qualifications and guidance you need. Visit developingeducatorsacademy.com/brochure to download the brochure and get started. Now let's talk about how to choose the right tools for you. What are you trying to achieve is my first question. If your main focus is to deliver live classes, prioritize tools like Zoom or Google Meets. If you're looking to build an on-demand course, focus on platforms such as Google Classroom or System.io. Think about your students is another thing. Put yourself in your students' shoes. Will they need something easy to navigate? Are they likely to use mobile devices? Choose tools that align with their needs and preferences. I know it's tempting to buy into all the bells and whistles, but most of the time you don't need them, especially when you're starting out. Focus on functionality over flashiness. As we've spoken about some of these tools, I just want to kind of go over the crucial areas that you need to focus on. So, if you are deciding that you're going to deliver your sessions live, free tools like Google Meets, especially if you know it's going to be an hour session, I think would be the best because the Zoom option only allows you up to 40 minutes with more than one learner on the line. So my recommended would be Google Meet, and it's so simple to use. But if you're looking to have pre-recorded content that's ready for your students to access as soon as they pay, you could upload your video directly onto platforms such as Google Classroom. But remember, you cannot promote your course on Google Classroom. Google Classroom is just your classroom management. You're still going to need a website. And although you may hear from other sources that a website's not needed straight away, if you are looking to start selling, if you are looking to start providing course content, you need to be able to promote your content on a website platform. One of my recommendations is to find an all-in-one tool like System.io, where you can do everything. You have your website, you can have your blogs, you can have your courses on there, and there's even more that System.io does. I'm actually recording a video that walks you through some of the features of System.io, so make sure that you keep an eye out. So there you have it, an overview of the tools that can help you start and grow your online tutoring business. Remember, it's not about having the fanciest setup. It's about creating a seamless, valuable experience for your students. Start small, choose the tools that align with your goals, and focus on delivering an incredible learning experience. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with a friend or colleague who's thinking about starting their own online tutoring business. And don't forget to check out the show notes for the links for all the recommended tools mentioned in today's episode. They're just a click away. And remember, you're no rookie. It's just time to step to the next chapter with the tools that suit where you are now. So stay confident, keep inspiring, and I'll see you in the next episode.